The following program is a JWC Media production for Game Show Newsnet and CLW83.com.
This is Chico Alexander. Another year is in the books, and while we review the goings-on from January to December over at GameShowNewsnet.com... That's right. We didn't really figure out who was at the top of their game and who we wanted to drop over at One Times Square on New Year's Eve. So we're going to do that right now, Gordon.
Well, you know, me being the complete pessimist that is WLCI, 2013 was a lot of things. You did have some diamonds. Unfortunately, they were buried in a pasture of horse manure.
Yeah, there was a lot of it there. And believe me, we've seen a lot of horse manure.
Yep.
Yes, but it wasn't all bad. There were some good things, and we'll be discussing a lot of that. We have on WLTI our traditional end-of-the-year awards, the best and the worst of 2013. And believe it or not, there was a lot of both of them, which was much fun to be had by all.
Oh, no doubt.
I would like to introduce, if that's okay, the fourth member of the crew, if that's okay, Chico.
Oh, go ahead.
He is from Millville, New Jersey. He is the sound man and recording engineer for pretty much a lot of CLW83, and also makes us look good, Mr. Jim Williams. How are you, sir?
Hello, yay! Friends. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Ramadan to you all.
There you go.
Okay, so we've got
and
we've got
to
Gordon.
You.
We've got Jason. So we're going to go over the good, the bad, and the ugly of last year, and we have a little fun as well. So
preach on, Brother Chico.
Hey, yeah. Anyway, from somewhere in America, WLTI Live presents 2013, the best and worst of everything is audience
on. Whee!
Okay, before we start on all the hijinks and stuff and things and shenanigans.
And stuff.
And things. We have to take a moment to acknowledge the loss in our fan community of a good friend of the site and a good friend of ours, Mr. Travis Pennery. He was based out of the UK, did a lot of work for BuzzerBlog and UKGameshows.com, brought a vast array of knowledge from the other side of the pond of American shows brought over, and shows that originated from Britain, like two of the big ones from this year, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, with Cedric the Entertainer, and The Chase. But aside from all of that, and this is the part that just hits me, yeah, he died of a stroke. He was only 29, though, and I just thought that was just way too young.
Yeah, unfortunately, life always happens, whether we want them to or we don't want it to. A lot of people were taken way too young this year, which is a shame. It's a shame between him and Al Mitzigi and a lot of others. So again, I would just kindly like a moment of silence for our fallen comrades this year. Thank you.
Okay, you guys know how this works. We're going to give you a topic. You're going to have to make your choices as to who was the best of the best or the worst of the worst, the cream of the crap, the top of the heap, the king of the hill, all that.
Are you a DJ in a previous
In other words, life? Not the New York Giants.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh,
no.
Throwing the team under the bus there.
No, they threw their team under the bus when they started 0-6.
That's
okay,
true.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the team was thrown under the bus during preseason.
And I couldn't
I just got to, I just got to run them over a little bit during the regular season.
Oh, what a beautiful
thing.
They
were driving the bus under which they threw themselves. How about that?
Yeah.
Works for me.
There you go. That works.
Okay. As usual, because this is WLTI, you must do your homework. Come prepared to defend your choice, because this is actually going on a letter that we're going to send to the three or four PR kids that we know. Which is really good news if you're among the best, but really bad news if you're a cast member of Big Brother 15.
Ooh, did that come out?
Oh, did you say
that? Hey, hey,
yeah, okay.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, okay. So what's our first award, Chico?
Our first award is in... I can get my mail. Oh, there it is. The best and worst reality show moments. And we're going to start things off with Gordon Pepper. Gordon?
You know, it's interesting. I'm going to go a little bit different direction in terms of the best. But let's go with the worst first, just because I think everybody knows what my selection is going to be. I have a feeling this one may be the very first unanimous vote that we're going to be getting. And that is from our friend Aaron over at Big Brother this past summer over at TBS. And basically, she defined the whole life under a magnifying glass. What made this worse was that it wasn't just her bashing on people based on their religion and their race and their sexual preference. It was pretty much half of the Big Brother household, to the point where you had a jury of racists, which I think, and I think Mr. Block's going to agree with me on this, is probably one of the reasons why most of us stopped watching most of the show, and we only turned on just to understand what exactly in the show was going on. Would that be correct, sir?
That would be absolutely correct. So what's your best? Well, I'll add my worst to this and add on to it the fact that there was actually really no punishment or repercussions from it, and CBS actually sort of encouraged the overt racism.
I'll slightly disagree here. Give me one second, Chico. I'm going to slightly disagree here. I don't think that's up to CBS to punish anybody in terms of what they say. That's still gameplay, in my eyes, it's still gameplay in the house. Because, again, there was no physical play that happened. That being said, I think they're going to be severely punished in terms of society. You've already seen that now a little bit in terms of certain people losing their jobs.
Exactly.
And there's probably going to be more backlash to follow in terms of not just losing their jobs now, but just in terms of a permanent career. I think you're going to have a lot of people going to have issues trying to find anything, especially in the entertainment field.
As is often the case, Gordon, society is the ultimate arbiter.
I'm sorry, say again?
As is often the case, society is the ultimate arbiter.
A society always is, and I think the people are not going to like their verdict.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What's yours, Jim? Do you agree?
It's a great choice, and I feel bad I didn't think of it. I went a different route, slightly different route. If you're a comedian, one of the worst things that can happen is the Carlos Mencia kind of thing, where you have your bit, and Carlos Mencia steals it from you and uses it as if it was his own.
Oh, I know where this is going.
We had that happen with America's Got Talent this year. The Greg Wilson, who you may have seen on Best Week Ever or any of the other 85,000 shows of its ilk, stole Frank Nicotero's guy-girl car fight bit as part of his audition in Los Angeles, I believe, for America's Got Talent.
That is correct, sir.
One problem with this. Frank Nicotero was the warm-up guy that night.
Oops.
Let's play the feud. And, you know, Frank, I'm Team Frank on this all the way, as you well know, for those who were followers of game show garbage over the course of the year, because we did a nice little commentary on it. It is so ridiculous how the Greg Wilson, I'd rather call him the something else, but I'm going to keep it polite here, you know, just tried to defend himself as much as he could to save face, and nobody was buying it. And the fact that makes it worse is the judges still got him over to the next round, although ultimately NBC said, we're not airing this, we're going to just pull the plug on him, thank you very much.
Yeah, you know what the commonality is between our two choices for worst reality show moments? You have one the entire season of Big Brother and Greg Wilson, nobody took ownership of their faults.
Exactly.
Yeah. They just let it get bigger and bigger and bigger until it was too big for them to handle.
And that's why I'm going to bring in the Big Brother 15 crew a little later on in our awards for an even bigger award for them, if you ask me.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the best you had, Gordon?
Gordon?
My best reality moment, and ironically enough, I'm going to give it to a whole season. I'm going to give it to Survivor. The Blood versus Water season of Survivor. This has not only one of the better Survivors down the pike, it added a whole new level of strategy playing, and it also added a whole new level of people keeping called out just for their own rotten moments that they've had. Obviously, you have the Cole Colton issue, you have the whole Monica and Brad issue, and you had a lot of really, really good gameplay that went attached to it. The reason why I call it a moment necessarily and not the best reality show is that this is not my choice for the best reality show this year. But just in terms of little moments that made up the year, you'll have at least 3 or 4 of them coming from this past season of Survivor, so that's where I'm going.
That's an excellent choice because Survivor, by the way, had a phenomenal year this year.
It did.
But for me, and for all geeks, nerds, and, you know, bullied victims everywhere, John Cochran winning Survivor when fan versus favorites and getting a job on the Millers as a result of it. You know, nice. Very, very cool story. He's a good guy, and from what I see, he really hasn't changed much, so good for him.
And the glove fits!
Here's my problem with that, and I'm going to put a big asterisk next to it. And I'm going to put an asterisk next to a couple of people. I would put him in the same class as Rob Mariano. And Tyson, for that matter, which is one of the reasons why I didn't call it the best reality show and why I called it Little Moments. I would say it is the best performance from someone that has already played the game before and that has had a season of practice.
Yeah, that's true. I won't disagree. Yeah. Won't disagree. But
Did he play a great game? He absolutely played a great game. The problem that I have with it is he played a great game because he got to see the script beforehand and now he finally gets to act on it.
Gotcha. I don't disagree.
But not many people, you know, learn from their mistakes, and that should be, you know, commended for it.
I semi-commend them. How's that?
Okay, that works. Jim?
I'm going a little off the board. I'm going to Dancing with the Stars for mine. Valerie Harper was a contestant on the show this year, and she was diagnosed not long before she started with the show with brain cancer. She's, what, 73, 74 years old, something like that. And she did her best on the show, and she'll be the first to tell you it really motivated her to, you know, keep fighting everything. She was gone after the 4th week, but just her giving it her all out there, I think that I'm a sucker for a good feel good story. So I'm going to make that my best moment. Her doing her best.
And let me add to that, she's still very much alive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I never said she was dead. But yeah,
No, I'd say that is a good thing, not a bad thing. You know, this clearly helps her. Oh, and yeah. I think that that's a very good choice for her best reality moment.
Yeah, feel good.
And to answer your question, Jim, 74.
Yes.
You know, good stuff. Good stuff. And let's hope that she's around for a few more years at least. We hope. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right, moving on to the best and worst game show moments.
Chico, did you give us your best reality show moment? I'm sorry.
Oh, I had Survivor and Cochran and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Moving on to the best and worst game show moments. I'm going to start with the best. So far as the old guard is concerned, you know, yeah, Bob Barker, he celebrated his 90th birthday, and God bless him for it. A lot of pets got adopted that week, solely because of him. But as far as the old guard is concerned, this year belongs to one person and one person only, and that is Monty Hall with the Lifetime Achievement Award and the 50th anniversary of Let's Make a Deal, and him coming back on the show for one more deal, proving that yes, even at 91, he still's got it.
And the fact is that makes him, I believe, only either the first or second person to be on to host a game show in what, 6 decades now?
60s.
Is that right?
60s.
Unfortunately, that goes to my goes to my worst game show moment, which is the actual awarding of the Lifetime Achievement Award itself. Over Money Hall. Oh dear.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Jay.
That was the Emmy cluster. Oh, that was terrible. Yes, because I do remember that because they had to show his video package on Let's Make a Deal 4 months later, if you remember correctly.
Yes, they did. That's how horrible it was. And then I'm going to actually tie that with Josina Reeves losing on the Million Dollar Question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, especially because she played a great game up to that point, and then she just got a little bit greedy, and she lost $75,000 in one of the most painful ways you can lose that sort of money on television.
Yeah. My worst was I actually had a tie, and again, let's talk about clusters, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my worst moment, two clusters. First of all, the finals, asterisk, on the Million Second Quiz. A, for the way it was structured, and, you know, basically, if you were on the show on night one, you were in the finals. No question of doubt about that. And then there's the payoff, which means we promised that we were going to give out the largest sum of money on a game show, so we're going to bump the prize up!
Hey!
I'm going to go to the points!
Big
Take
money.
That, Jeopardy!
Big money, yes. Money, and the running in checks.
Yeah.
And then there was, speaking of clusters, something that was well-intentioned, but ultimately not thought out.
We go Plinko!
We go Plinko! Yes, right. The 30-year Plinko celebration. They could have done that so much better.
But Chico, you know, the kids love the Plinko. They eat it like meatloaf. You give them the meatloaf, they eat the meatloaf. They may not like it, but they love it. They give them the Plinko, but putting it in. Oh, you're right, though.
Tim, have a taco.
Tacos.
Gordon, what was your favorite moment of this year on game
show? My favorite game show moment, I'm very surprised nobody's mentioned it yet. Someone happened with, what, $1 million on Wheel of Fortune earlier on this year?
I was going to get there. And if you remember correctly, I had a chance to meet her, Miss Autumn Earhart, who won $1 million and solved a very tough puzzle, not for nothing. I mean,
right.
The tough workout was not an easy puzzle because she didn't pick the right vowels, if you remember correctly.
Yeah, no, she did not, and that was not an easy puzzle, and it was very impressive that she solved it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, kudos to Sony Press for not spoiling it as well. Even though some people on the internet knew it, Sony didn't send out a press release or anything to that effect. So, you know, which we want to see more of if things happen like this again.
After the kerfuffle with the first one, yeah.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah. My best is, as I agree with Chico, was the $1 million winner. The worst moment of the year, and there were a lot of them, the October 29th issue of The Price is Right, where a guy bid $5 over on a showcase.
Ooh.
Painful. That was a pretty bad one.
Indeed.
What about you, Jim?
Worst, as we mentioned, we go on Plinko, Steve. I mean, Drew. I was torn between my best because I have two options. The honorable mention is the rejuvenation, shall we say, of the syndicated game show. Family Feud is continuing to hit record high ratings. Ratings it has not had since Ray Combs was at the helm back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, perhaps even further back to Dawson. I mean, Family Feud is now challenging for the number two spot in syndication among game shows. They have a legitimate challenge to Jeopardy now. And you're seeing new shows. Let's Ask America is going to go full syndication in 2014. The Celebrity Name Game with TV's Craig Ferguson, 2014 launch for that as well. So that's an honorable mention. But my choice, GSN finally got their stuff together and is going back to their roots a little bit. Think about it. Earlier this year, they brought us Family Trade. What the I said fudge.
Okay.
Fudge is okay.
Yeah.
I like fudge. It's delicious. But they counteracted that in more ways than one. They brought Sale of the Century back on the air, you know, reruns of it for the first time in 20 years. They gave a Shop Till You Drop reruns, which are kind of fun to watch. Oh, they also produced this new quiz show that, you know, they imported it from England. You may hear us talk about it in a few minutes. I won't tell you the name, but it involves chasing and a beast. You may have heard of it. But also, they've started calling themselves those three words they tried to get away from 10 years ago. Game Show Network. Oh, no. The stigma. I think they're starting, once again, at least for another period, to realize that straight-on reality shows aren't going to work. It's the Game Show Network. It's a niche network. It's never going to be USA or A&E. Just deal with it.
It's the game, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a good one.
Okay.
All right, shall we move on?
Onward! Let's move on. Rex is the best and worst reality show player.
I think we may have a unanimous on the worst yet again.
Okay.
But first...
Let's start with the best. The best one, for me, in a joint effort, was Cam Perez and Chris Kratz from Whodunit. If you remember, Cam Perez was the winner of Whodunit. He won the big money prize. Chris Kratz was your killer.
Yeah, my issue with that, those are worthy choices. My issue with that would be that Cam Perez got a huge assist from Chris Kratz during the whole entire show, because if it wasn't for Chris, who happened to be the killer weapon, we would not have been able to get knocked off. He would have been done and toasted and probably exploded, actually probably had his blood drained out after the horse episode in Whodunit. So I'm going to go in a different direction on this one. And I'm actually going to, I look at it this way, in terms of reality player, I look at someone that has absolutely dominated the show that he or she was on. In this case, I'm going to say both. I'm going to actually go out a little bit strange here. My game show player of the year is Jinx Monsoon from RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's a good
one,
too.
The reason why I say that was Jinx was the first person to have been either the winner or high in almost every single episode of the season that he was on. Only fell in the bottom two once. Never was really in any serious trouble throughout the whole entire show, and just dominated everybody else. So I'm going to give that to him. And also, speaking of reality people, I would give a co with that, with our little Dancing of our Dancing with the Stars maiden Amber Riley this year.
Good call.
For also completely dominating the competition in that, and again, not remotely being close to any danger.
You know what? That's a good call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jason?
By the way, I assume your worst is where pretty much everyone's going, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's not. I'm giving you a different worst. So you guys go there, then come back to me. I'm going to go in a different direction.
I'm recusing myself from best because I haven't watched enough reality shows to really gauge, but okay, go ahead.
All right. Mine agree is Cam from Whodunit. My worst is pretty much, I had to pick somebody from Big Brother. I chose Aaron.
You had to pick somebody. I picked everybody.
Thank you.
In a joint effort,
thank
the
you.
Worst reality show player, the entire cast of Big Brother 2013.
You racist, sexist, homophobic putz as you.
and I didn't go in that direction, and here's why I didn't go in that direction. To me, although it was very distasteful to us as the audience, it was not bad gameplay, and here's why. They were still alive until the very end of the show.
True.
So it's not bad gameplay at all. In my mind, bad gameplay is someone that plays the game badly. In this case, playing up to your social strengths is not playing badly at all, which is a little bit dangerous to say, but it's true. Playing badly is playing yourself to the point where you know that you have no chance of winning games, so you're going to quit. And therefore, my worst game player is Colton from Survivor.
You know, that's a
good choice.
That's a great choice. That's an absolutely great choice. Not quitting twice, right?
Twice.
Yes, sir.
And that's Jeff Probst let him have it at the reunion, folks.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah, so, and so hence, therefore, that's why who I selected as my worst reality game player.
That's a good choice. Really, really good. I mean, that's right. It fits the definition perfectly. Really does. Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Moving on to the best and worst game show player. We're just going to go around the horn on this because I think we're all going to have different things here. So I'll start with Jim.
Okay, thanks. Honorable mentions, of course, to my brethren, Corey and Christian, on the chase, just knocking out of the park, and Heather and Corey's team, I should say. But Christian was a beast. He could be an American version of the beast, if you ask me, just saying. But the man who won the year for me... Gordon's enjoying that potato soup, isn't he, kids?
I think it's just slurping along.
Okay. Best player was Colby Burnett, schooling everybody in the Tournament of Champions on Jeopardy. He is the most polarizing Jeopardy player in God knows how long, probably since Ken Jennings, maybe more so than Ken Jennings. But he is the real, in the words of Sheiky Baby.
And who's your worst?
Oh, my worst. Let's stay with Jeopardy. You remember Kids Week?
Oh, boy.
Thomas Hurley III. Oh, Emancipation Proclamation, but I didn't spell it right. I got cheated. I was wronged. No, you wasn't, as you would say. Uh-huh. And the media firestorm afterwards, give me a bleeping break. Hopefully he learns from it and grows a pair and grows up.
Yeah, okay. He's going to have a hard time in high school.
Trust me. The best for me was the million-dollar winner, Autumn Earhart. The worst was Josina Reeves for just taking that, for not knowing when to fold them and not knowing when to walk away and losing the million-dollar question on Millionaire. Gordon?
I think you guys are reading into this wrong in terms of the best and worst game show players. I'll agree with you. I will agree with someone on the best. The best has got to be Autumn Earhart. Will, unfortunately, she won $1 million. That's exactly what you did. You got to remember something. Josina Reeves, I wouldn't consider remotely being close to the worst because she answered 10 questions correctly and without using any lifelines. So she definitely wasn't the worst player. In my mind, the worst player would be someone that was really bad at game shows. And I would say someone bombing out on 2 game shows within the past month, winning $1,000 on being a both Millionaire and The Chase, and also dooming one of our friends in the process would certainly be the worst game show player of the year. And so Jackie Fuchs from Cherry Bomb gets Cherry Bombed on Millionaire and loses on The Chase, so she's got to be my choice.
Ah, very good choice. All right, well, my best, and this is a completely legitimate pick, gave us one of the best final chases ever seen on either side of the Atlantic, came really down to the wire, full team, and ended up in a record amount of money for a GSN original, has to be the team of Jonathan Korbla, Corey Annotato, and Heather Machowski from the second half of the 2-hour premiere of The Chase.
Oh, I love Corey Annotato, but you don't even have the right episode here in terms of the right players. You've got to give it, I'm sorry, if you're going to go from that angle, you've got to go to Vaj and his one-man wrecking crew on The Chase. That was by far the most dominating performance I have ever seen on that show.
You're talking about Christian Carrion, or are you talking?
No, I am not.
No, this was Raj from...
You're talking about the one who won, not the one who...
Yes.
Yes, I'm talking about the one who won $125,000 all by himself. That's what I'm talking about.
This was the one-on-one final chase, which was an honorable mention for me. The worst player blew a perfecto on a gimme and lucky 7 on Bob's birthday.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Shane Phillipson, get on out.
He got spayed and neutered after the show.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he did.
Bye, Bob. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
Okay, next one.
Next, Chico, get me out of this. Okay, Chico, it is the best international format, and I will let Gordon start.
Gordon?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know what I'm going to pick.
I know what you're going to pick.
What am I going to pick? Just say it.
only connect.
Of course. that is one of my favorite shows of all time. I'm dying to see a version over here in the States.
Gordon,
all right, you may continue amongst yourselves.
No, Gordon, I'm going to agree with you. It is a nasty, brilliant show that needs to be here as soon as possible. Somebody's got to pick that up.
Which means it will never be here because it's
exactly.
too intellectual for this country.
Exactly, unfortunately,
yes.
But as a
second place choice, if you say, since everybody I'm sure is tired of me saying only connect, 8 out of 10 cats does Countdown.
Yes. Yes. We talked about this pre-show. That's my honorable mention because it's just too freaking hilarious.
You know, not regular Countdown. 8 out of 10 cats does Countdown. Bring Jimmy Carr. Bring the cast. Bring everybody.
Jimmy,
it's
Rachel
awesome.
Riley, please. But actually, seriously though, Jimmy Carr's a better host than the new guy, Nick Hewer, from the UK.
I have to agree with that.
UK Apprentice, because he just seems like he's just there. Wallflower.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I'm all for that. I agree with that completely.
Okay.
What about you, Jim?
Like I mentioned, honorable mention for 8 out of 10 cats does Countdown. When I hear the term international, I think something that works in both countries. And the only thing that comes to mind is The Chase, because it was brought over here this year. And by and large, it's the same show with a couple of little minor differences than what you see with Bradley Walsh and company in the UK. And it's a relative hit here. I'm going with The Chase.
Okay. I'm going to go a little bit out of left field, not to take anything away from Only Connect or 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown.
Meow.
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 But this show came back on the air this year. But if you think about it, it's been around for a while, and it really laid the frame for the game shows we see today. Which is high intensity, high volume, high stress, big payoff finales. My pick for best international format, Channel 4's 15-1.
15-1 is a very good show. It's a very underrated show. And it's something, I believe it actually started in France, not the UK.
Oh.
And I would love to see the show make its way in the US. I'm not sure if it's too cerebral, but it's a really good choice.
Well, if Jeopardy worked for 30 years, then 15-1 can work 30 episodes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And the last one before our first break
is The Sixth Man for Best Non-Host Castmate.
Chico, go ahead.
Okay, mine's just been all over the place. Quite literally, actually. In fact, I'm going to give it to three people who have been all over the place and have just charmed the pants off everybody all over the place. That would be the modeling trio of Danielle Dembski, Tiffany Coyne, and Rachel Reynolds of The Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal. You remember they did a little model exchange because Tiffany and or Rachel went on maternity leave, and we've seen a combination of these three ladies on both shows, and they were just real troopers about it. And I know, you know, you might have different tape dates, but still, to do something like that is just really beast mode. And now I'm done.
Gordon?
Right track, different trade that I'm going to pick. I will stay with Let's Make a Deal, but I'm going to go Jonathan Magno. I mean, he has been the foil for Wayne Brady. Tiffany, yeah. Danielle, yeah. The models, yeah. But, I mean, the models, you've really only seen them in the Price Right specialty shows. Magnum, you've just seen all over the place. So I would have to go Jonathan Magnum.
Jonathan Magnum is my choice, too, because not only is, you know, he the foil, he's just as competent and could be the host if Wayne Brady got sick. That's what I'm just saying. He's that competent at what he does. He's funny. He knows how to break. You know, he's just that good. So it's Jonathan Mangum.
Chico, could you sing My Choice, please? Sing him in.
For the town, the beast is loose.
It's Mark Labette. For all the promotion he's done for the Chase at various trivia competitions, the fact that he is the Chase, let's not kid ourselves, he is the American version of the Chase, and Jason got to meet the son of a gun, so I'm envious a little bit. But, and the promos, the More I Know promos he does on GSN are just some of the funniest promos the network's churned out in years. I'm going with the Beast.
All right, so we're going with Beastie, and on that, we're going to take our first break, or if you're an NHL fan, our first intermission. But still to come, it's the rest of the best and worst of everything. But first, I want to have some fun. You guys want to have some fun?
Yeah, because this has just been so stodgy in my tuxedo. No.
That's a tuxedo. Oh my god.
Well, I am pantsless, so.
Okay, enough to break.
With Jim Williams and Jason Block.
Wearing shorts, come on.
He's Gordon Pepper, I'm Chico Alexander. Stick and stay with CLW83, your home for WLTI Live. You give us 22 minutes, Gordon.
And we'll give you 22 shows that you should avoid like the plague in 2014. Like the QVC Aaron Big Brother House Collection.
Oh boy. The Whodunit Pool Party.
Complete with dry ice.
Yes.
Five minutes with the Beast.
Big Brother Deep South Edition.
Oh,
Party down south.
And on that note, let's break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
CLW83 Network programming is now available on demand through Stitcher Radio. Log on to Stitcher.com. Download and install the free Stitcher Radio app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, or log into the site via Facebook. Then search for CLW83, and you'll be instantly connected to all of your favorite CLW83 Network programs. The Stitcher Radio app at Stitcher.com, the newest way to tune in to the CLW83 Network. Online, on demand, and on the go.
WLTI Live's Best and Worst of Everything, brought to you by desperation. Between love of the game and lack of ratings, there's desperation. The new fragrance by Nigel Lithgow, available at Macy's.
I swoon for desperation.
Is that next to the fragrance that Demi Lovato has that has white stuff in it?
No,
I think that's called resignation.
There we go.
Points to you.
Yes, exactly.
Welcome back to WLTI Live's Best and Worst of Everything 2013. Thanks for being a part of our year and allowing our year to be a part of you. We'll get to the rest of the listing in a moment, but right now, I need to get my Gene Rayburn on. I need to get my skinny microphone on. I need to get my plaid on. Oh, God. Somebody cue my Score Productions music, please. Get ready to match the stars! Gordon Pepper!
Whee!
Jason Block!
Light up pipe!
Chico Alexander! Derpy! As we play the panelist-studded Big Point Match This!
Yay!
Hey!
Okay, we're basically playing the 60s version of Match This, because there's only four of us, but I'm going to read a sentence, it has a blank in it, and you have to come up with a word or phrase that best fits the blank. Now, you're all going to be put on the honors system because of production difficulties, so don't try and change your answer just so you can match up so you can get the easy points. That's not cool.
Okay. All right. I'm going to open up my notepad just to be on the honor system. Okay.
Likewise.
So the answer is sex. I'm sorry, wait.
Oh, my. That's it. No. Okay, here is question. We have six questions. Most points wins. Our first question reads, the other failure of Family Trade is not going to let GSN stop them from venturing into reality games. In fact, instead of cars, Season 2 will be dealing in blank.
Oh, definitive answer.
Not really, but I got it.
I got it.
Ding. Okay, oh. Got it. Okay.
Okay, we're going to start with you, Gordon. How you doing?
Oh, you have to say the question again.
Okay, the utter failure of Family Trade is not going to let GSN stop them from venturing into reality games. In fact, instead of cars, Season 2 will be dealing in
the only currency that's left, the celebrity actors.
Okay. Okay, so celebrity actors. Jason, what did you say?
The only currency that GSN has left. Oodles!
Oh,
oodles! Not a match. Jim, what did you say?
It should be a match.
Being a fan of John Taffer's show on Spike, I figured, why go from cars when you can go with bars?
Oh, that's true. That's a good one.
Yep, Family Trading in bars. And me, I, instead of the GSN route or the reality games route, I went with the whole trading route and said, why didn't you say this, Gordon? I said sex.
Oh, God, the sex trade, yuck.
I didn't think Jason would be smart enough to do something like that.
Got a real pitcher's duel here so far.
Real pitcher's duel. Everybody's got nothing.
Nothing. All right.
What okay. All right, our next question. Oh, you'll love this, Gordon. Simon Cowell, he's convinced that he's going to turn things around on the X Factor. In fact, to boost ratings, he's already lined up blank as a judge.
God dang!
I'm sorry, say it again?
Simon Cowell is convinced he's going to turn things around on the X Factor. In fact, to boost ratings, he's already lined up blank as a judge.
Now.
Ding.
Ding. Ding. Okay. Simon Cowell. Okay, I'm going over to Jason here. Simon Cowell is convinced he's going to turn things around on the X Factor. In fact, to boost ratings, he's already lined up blank as a judge.
His baby mama. The one who we knocked up, his best friend's wife.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. That's the answer to everything, isn't it? No. Jim, what did you say?
I have Miley Cyrus and her wrecking ball as a two-part.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a really good one. It's not as classy, but that's the answer I had. Miley Cyrus and her wrecking ball. Okay, Gordon?
I had Miley Cyrus and her new current boyfriend, Justin Bieber.
Oh!
Yay!
Aren't they the same person?
Judges?
ding.
Yes, we'll take it. So, at the end of two questions, Jim, Chico, and Gordon have 1 point. And Jason...
I know, I'm stuck in the basement again.
It just means you get to answer this next question first, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything GSN has picked up in recent memory has resulted in a new addition. This is a fact. Using that knowledge and using that logic, the last show on GSN should ever revisit is blank.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Good one.
I've got it. Ding!
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 Okay. Everything GSN has picked up in return has resulted in a new... In reruns has resulted in a new edition. Using that knowledge, the last show that GSN should ever revisit is...
Who's going first?
You are.
Tic-Tac-Toe 90.
Tic-Tac-Toe 90 with Patrick Wayne as Jim Caldwell. Gordon, what did you say?
That was interesting, but I thought this would be the better play. Married by America in Burt Ludlum's Cafe.
Oh. Hybrid.
Yes.
Getting all mergy on you. Okay, Jim?
I was going to say Burt Ludden. I was going to, but I went against it and went with Extreme Gong.
Oh.
Sorry, George Gray.
Okay, I'm surprised, Gordon, you being you, I'm surprised you didn't say this. Who's your daddy?
Oh, good one.
I actually liked Who's Your Daddy for what it was, believe it or not. I was the one person.
Gordon is a masochist. Continue.
Yeah. Okay.
No, Gordon's just a devious psychopath, that's all.
Same thing.
We know this. Okay. At halftime, it is still 1-1-1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question. I think this is a gettable. I think this is a gettable question. After seeing the success of Steve Harvey, Drew Carey, Jeff Foxworthy, Cedric the Entertainer, and Wayne Brady, the next great comic to host a game show will be... blank.
Ding.
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 I'm typing.
Okay.
Ding.
Okay, everybody's in. Jason, after seeing the success of Steve Harvey, Drew Carey, Jeff Foxworthy, Cedric the Entertainer, and Wayne Brady, the next great comic to host a game show will be...
If he does not get a game show in 2014 or 15, I will be shocked. Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Jim, did you show me Kevin Hart?
I'd love to because he's a Philly boy, but I went with...
Portions of this broadcast have been edited.
This is an edit point, for God's sakes.
Okay. Yeah. That's just...
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
We'll throw that away.
Yeah, throw that away. Gordon, what did you say?
Oh, I was just in my deviant psychopath move. I'm going to get food right off the stage. Flavor Flav!
Oh, God, no!
And I'm wrong, well...
Dude, he is not...
You know what time it is?
Yeah, it's on your freaking chest.
Okay.
I hope you matched me, Chico.
God. I wasn't... I wish I was thinking of Kevin Hart. I actually said Louis C.K.
Good choice.
Good idea, but no.
Yeah. Here's one. They're replacing Michael Ian Black on Trust Me, I'm a Game Show Host. The first name on the short list, blank.
Really, again?
Ding, got this one.
Ding.
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 All right, Jason, they're replacing Michael Ian Black on Trust Me, I'm a Game Show Host. The first name on the short list?
Bill Clinton.
Hey, I think we have the definitive answer here, but what say you, Gordon?
I wasn't going in that direction at all, actually. First, I was going to say Flavor Flav. No, I was not going to say Flavor Flav. But no, that makes perfect sense to me if I was going in that direction, but I wasn't. I went with Bernie Madoff.
That's a good... Oh, that's another liar. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Okay. How about you, Jim?
I went a really different direction. Remember who Michael Ian Black played in his first notable cable role?
No.
Flips card. Yes. Johnny Blue Jeans!
Yes!
Viva Variety. Man.
Yeah. I wish I came up with Bill Clinton and Bernie Madoff. I went with David Leisure because he played Joe Suzuki.
Joe Zuzu.
Zuzu. That's a good one. God, we all
okay.
Last yep. one.
Okay, last question. And basically, it's a case of if you match this, you win. All right. Summer Camp was made into a game show. That sucked. The next childhood rite of passage to be made into a game show is...
Ding! Ding!
Ding!
Oh, I'm gonna get help. I'm going to get help for this one.
Ding!
You know what? You're the first one, so... Jason, Summer Camp was made into a game show. The next childhood rite of passage to be made into a game show...
Puberty! Yeah. Puberty!
And that's the end of the show. Gordon, get us out of this, please.
I will, because I went for the G-rated answer. Bet on your bar mitzvah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was a really good one. All right, Jim.
I'm never coming back on the show again if I mention it. I don't have the name for the show, but it's called Being Thrown Into a Locker in High School and or Wedgied by the Bully.
That's a good one.
Gordon, I've got good news for you. You just won it. I said bar mitzvah.
Yay!
Hey!
Nagila Hava!
Thank you.
Okay, so at the end of that mind farce of a show, we have Gordon and Chico at 2, Jim at 1, and Jason at 0. So, Gordon, you have 15 seconds. Go ahead.
I would just like to thank the Academy. No, I'm kidding. Now, you know what? I think that one of the things that we've had in common in terms of game shows, and not just in terms of but in terms of other things, is despite all the tragedy that we've had in the world, with the earthquakes and, of course, so what happened in the Philippines, is that entertainment has always been there to help out people in the masses to try to get away from situations. So I think in this particular case, even a bad game show is always good for people to take their minds away out of the things that are ailing them. No, just something like that.
Okay.
And just something to think about in terms of the new year. Just not only just trying to improve yourself, but also trying to improve the people in the life around you. And that's all I got.
Nicely said.
Awesome. It is good to see the old guard have one last hurrah from Bob Barker and Monty Hall. Because, let's face it, they're 90, they're 91. Who knows how many good come-on-downs and how many good deals they have left in them. And it is just not getting any easier to find who will take the torch for them. All right, and on that... I think we'll go ahead and take another break. When we come back, the end of the 2013 Best and Worst of Everything, Stick and Stay with WLTI Live on CLW 83.
This is for
how many websites do you use to get your fix of wrestling news? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. Brett Clendaniel and his staff bring you up-to-the-minute wrestling news and views all day, every day. And WrestleChat.net is home to great podcasts like WrestleChat Radio, The Still Real to Us Show, and the North American Wrestling Connection. For the best in wrestling news and views, there's only one site to turn to. WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat. It's where it's at.
Brought to you by the New York Giants and New York Jets bowling parties at Citi Field. Not doing anything in January? Neither are they. Which makes it a good time for them to host their own Super Bowl parties. And did I just hear a bowling pin fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. That was perfect.
That was beautiful.
Let's go to
nice going, G. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
I'm bowling for Buck, and it's a strike. Uh-oh.
Oh God! Where has this show gone, ladies and gentlemen? Okay,
to the next award.
Place
that's
where it's never gone before.
Yeah, the next award. Yeah.
The next award in our 2013 Best and Worst of Everything special on WLTI Live on CLW83 is the Best and Worst New Reality Show Host, and this was almost an auto lock between the panel. So I'll start. For the best, really the only person who could play actor, host, conduit, and meat puppet, Gildart Jackson as Giles the Butler on Whodunit.
Agreed.
That was hit for me. He did fantastically well. What about you, Jake?
You know, I do like Giles the Butler on this for Whodunit. You know what? That's what I'm going to go with.
And okay. Also, my honorable mention also, believe it or not, is The Rock for The Hero. He was a lot better than he should have been in that role.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was okay, but I think if it's between those two, it's definitely Gildart Jackson.
All right. So, congratulations, Gildart Jackson. You swept the panel. Worst new reality show host... hey, Gordon, have you ever seen... Did you see the Christmas special of Doctor Who?
Yes, yes, I did.
Did you see the wooden Cyberman?
Yes, I did.
Did it remind you of Dolph Lundgren from Race to the Scene?
It did, but that's not the person that I'm selecting.
Oh. Well, that's a
Christmas special. Yeah, the person that I'm selecting is a very late entry into the competition, if you want to call it that. Who remembers this lovely gem that we have called the Great Christmas Light Fight?
Oh, jeez. Yeah?
Yeah, no.
What's his name? Do you even remember?
I'm looking it up now. That's how much I enjoyed the show.
Was there actually a host on that show?
Unfortunately, yes. There was a host of the show.
There
absolutely was.
Yeah, like, I've checked a bunch of the websites, and they don't mention the host's name. I guess he's in the Witness Protection Program. He doesn't want to be associated with it either.
Yeah, no, but yes, there is a host, and whoever that host is, that's who I'm selecting.
That's that bad.
I'm sure it'll come to me eventually. Probably within 30 seconds after I Wikipedia it up.
Okay. Yeah. Live radio, folks. But I had Dolph Lundgren. He had Anonymous Lucy from the Great Christmas Light Fight. Who did you have, Jason?
I had Dolph Lundgren as well. He was absolutely terrible, and him in those weird costumes are terrible.
That was just hard to watch.
I'm Dolph Lundgren. You're welcome. Yes.
Yeah, it was that bad. Okay.
Yeah, it just wasn't very good. By the way, the Elberin family won the whole thing. And the host is Michael Maloney.
Never heard of him.
Oh, no, he was the guy from, what the hell was his name? The Extreme Makeover Home Edition, dude. Right.
Yes.
And okay. He good as a house designer, bad as a host.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
We all can't be the bald guy who hosted National Bingo Night. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
No bingo.
Next one.
Another pair of auto picks here for the best and worst new game show host. The best, who here had Jane Lynch for Hollywood Game Night?
Me.
I did. Did Gordon? You, Gordon?
I did actually also, because not only did she play her role, she surprisingly was really good in the show that had no business being as good as what it actually is.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
It's like, you can tell she played this for laughs. It wasn't about the money. It was about the camaraderie and the funny and the laughs, and she just played it all for that and then some.
And she was surprisingly good. And again, you know, we eventually is getting renewed, and we're going to see more of her, which I think is great.
Good.
My worst new game show host was Apollo Anton Ono for A Minute to Win It.
Agreed.
Uh-huh.
Do you agree?
Oh, no.
Do you? Oh, no. Oh, oh, yes. Or oh, no. Oh, no. Gordon?
Oh, no. Oh, no is an oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes or oh, no.
Oh, no.
I agree.
Three words. Oh, no. Every second counts.
I like no Bill Raftery here. Or nope. Rafferty, excuse me.
Okay, so, going on to sort of the bigger awards, best and worst reality show host.
All right,
go for it.
Okay, first of all, a guy who says what America is thinking, a guy who likes to start fires, a guy that likes to put out fires.
Wait a minute, the president didn't host anything.
Another podcast.
Oh, yes, go on. Next one.
He likes to start fires. He likes to put out fires. And America loves him for doing so. My pick for the best reality show host, Jeff Probst.
That's mine, too.
Ditto.
But I'm assuming, Chico, do you agree or not?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Best reality show host.
Best reality show host? I've got to give it to Jeff Probst, especially because of what he did in Survivor. I think Survivor has had a mini renaissance based on the past couple of seasons, and Probst is a part of that.
Yes. He says what we're thinking. On the other hand, I had a host who says what CBS tells her to say. And didn't do much of the way of hosting or engaging or really getting any sort of pulse as to what people were actually thinking and doing inside the Big Brother house. Spoiler. My pick for the worst reality show host this year, Julie Suzanne Chen. I just middle named you.
I was going in the opposite direction too. But I think that part of the reason why I'm not going to go in that direction is because she's got to be told in terms of CBS what she can do and what she can't do, especially in a hot potato topic like that. I don't think that it's the best that she's ever done in terms of that, but I certainly don't think that it's the worst. I've got to go back to Michael Maloney because it was just really bad. It was really, really, really bad.
How bad?
And it's not often that I do the Daily Double here, but it was that bad for me.
Alright.
Well, for me, it was a man who has had 2 years of just crappy gimmicks and crappy shows. Last year it was Beat the Chefs. This year it was Summer Camp. Matt Rogers. Sorry. Not good.
I'm going with a guy who had the Ted McGinley touch, or has it as of late when it comes to reality shows, post-ABDC. I'm going Mario Lopez on The X Factor. He's done nothing to help salvage the show. So,
you know what? I have my only issue with Mario Lopez, and I don't think that's I don't think this is a bad choice, but it's also the same reason why I wouldn't go after Matt Rogers would be because I think you're stuck with the material that you have to work with, sometimes the host, and a lot of times it's about presentation. Mm-hmm. So I can't really go after Mario Lopez just because of his resume of all the other good stuff that he has worked on when he's gotten the right material.
All right.
Chico?
And Matt Rogers just needs a good new show.
I'd love to see it happen. I'm just
You know what? If anybody needs a good format, it's Matt Rogers. He's this generation's Mark Wahlberg. And even Mark Wahlberg had Russian Roulette. Just saying. All right, next up, best and worst game show host. Taking the ball, passing it to Jim first.
Because I'm going to steal Jason's thunder. It's Wayne Brady. Easy for me to say, difficult for you. Wayne Brady and Company on Let's Make a Deal. And I lump them all together because I consider insert model here that or Tiffany and Jonathan as co-hosts. That's what I consider them as, even though they're not really officially co-hosts. They're a well-oiled machine, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
And your worst?
My worst? Steve-O. Killer karaoke.
Yeah, and I'm with there too. Wayne Brady is the best. If Wayne Brady does not get an Emmy within the next couple of years, it's a tragedy. He's that good. And Steve-O was just absolutely awful in Killer Karaoke.
Okay, Gordon.
I'm going to go a little bit differently here. You know what? Wayne Brady is really good for what he is. But if you're looking at someone that's really raised his A game this year, I mean, really raised it. I mean, with Wayne Brady, it's more the same. But for someone that really has raised it, and I credit Mike Richards a lot to do with this, it is Drew Carey.
Good call.
That's the Price is Right. Drew Carey has elevated that show from very good to must-see. A huge assist to Mike Richards, the producer, for putting, yeah, you know what, yes, it's a lot of special shows in there, did a lot of gimmick shows, but the fact of the matter is, especially with the models, there is so much play that you are able to do with it, and Drew Carey has done a lot of it, and he's taken full advantage of what he is given. You know, Wayne Brady is great in terms of Let's Make a Deal. I love watching him, I love watching the show, but they really put a lot more weapons with Drew Carey, and he's firing all of them.
All right, and your worst?
My worst host we're talking about?
Yeah,
it's easy to go Steve-O. It's easy to go Mike Maloney. As much as I really like to, just because I've been bothering him all the time. You know what? Yeah, I'll go with Steve-O also. Screw it.
Okay. I could go with Steve-O, but he's only working with the material he's given, and he at least matches the format. I have to go to the Skybox for my worst game show host. We have one host who has been mailing it in for the last 10 years, and one host who is just there. It's a pair of hosts who do nothing for a show that goes nowhere. My pick for the worst game show host is Jamie Kennedy and Jesse Cruikshank for O-Sit.
That's a good one.
Yeah. My best, and this speaks to me being the big fan of the show itself, is a guy who really has not lost a beat for 30 years. And, you know, he got his Lifetime Achievement Award for a reason. Alex Trebek in Jeopardy. He's just pound for pound the preeminent Inquisitor.
Okay.
All right.
We got four big awards left, Chico. What's next?
All right. First is the best and worst new reality show. I'm gonna start this. Actually, I'm just gonna say, do we have an auto pick for the best?
Well, I have Whodunit.
As do I.
What about you, Joel Gordon?
Gordon?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Give me a second. You know what? I gotta agree with everybody on this.
Yep, whodunit? Make it
unanimous.
It's basically the reality competition made meta.
Yeah, pretty much. And of course,
yeah, it has been one of my favorite shows during the summer. Also, it really has been. So it's a great show. It's well deserved. Again, you know what I like to fix off of the show, but in terms of potential, it was a great show and it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch for the whole entire summer.
Oh, of course it was. And not only was it fun to watch, it was also really well crafted. If you think about it,
for the most part, there was
the ending, which we had to write a long-winded letter to ABC about. It's like Chris was on a different color horse.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. My worst show was a copy of a copy of an uninspired copy. It was summer camp for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What about you, Jim?
I'm going off of something Gordon said earlier, a late entry to the affairs, the Great Christmas Light Fiasco. I mean, fight. With its scripted, you won! Oh, now let's see, you lost! Yeah.
That's why I'm going with this also. It's going to be a late entry sweep for me in terms of cleaning out everything, because there wasn't really anything that was truly awful until this show showed up. And it felt from everywhere, from what were they thinking to, you know, why is it here? So
they weren't thinking. That's the exact problem.
Basically. All right. I went in a different direction. I picked Giving You the Business from Food Network as the worst reality show. It wasn't memorable, it was just space filler, and it was executed poorly, and it was produced shoddily, so I had to pick that. And frankly, if I had given the Great Christmas Light Fight any thought, I probably would have gone there, but I went with Giving You the Business, and I'm sticking with that.
Okay.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Good choice.
All right, next one.
Best and worst new game show. I think we have a sweep here, but I'm just gonna go around the table. Gordon?
What, best and new worst game show in terms of the studio, right?
Yes.
I know everybody else is gonna say The Chase, so I'll just make it unanimous. It's definitely The Chase.
Definitely.
Yep.
Chase with an honorable mention to the new version of Who's Line.
Yes, and I'll just take the napkin and wipe all the brown off of your noses between now and the and our next broadcast in January.
Yes. Yeah,
it just so happens that the show is very good too. It just doesn't, you know.
Yeah,
we love the show so much, and we love the fact that all our friends are on the show and nobody wants to let me. Yay!
Hey, this was a legitimate pick, man.
Yes, it was a legitimate pick. So shut up. Okay,
Cheddar for everyone. Anyway.
Okay, by the way, and the worst show for me was the biggest disappointment of 2013. So much hype, so much cluster, the Million Second Quiz.
And to be equal time, some of us know people on Facebook who were involved with that show, so we call a spade when it comes to the friendship thing here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just... We'll talk. I'll talk more about it later. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was actually my honorable mention. But if you want to talk about truly terrible gameplay, truly terrible production, and a truly terrible host, Alfonso Ribeiro can't buy a break. My worst new game show is ABC Family Spellmageddon.
Good choice.
Yeah, and this is why I'm going with Chico on this one. I'm gonna go with. With Spellmageddon also. The reason being is that, at least with Million Second Quiz, I think if you wanted to say most disappointing show this year, yeah, absolutely, I think you could do that. I think worst show this year, it was bad, but the premise is there. If it's tinkered up, it could be really, really good. The problem is that with Spellmageddon, there's nothing that you can tinker with to make this really, really good. It's always going to be pretty bad.
Okay, now we're going up to the two biggins. Time for the best and worst reality show. And yes, you must show your work. I'll start. We had The way things are structured in TV nowadays, when you have a reality show, you have two seasons per year. For 2013, both of these seasons were money in the bank. Both of these seasons produced drama, excellent gameplay, excellent hosting, and top-notch players who were there, for the most part, to play the game, Colton. And you had two winners who knew how to play the game and executed. Congratulations to Tyson Apostle. Congratulations to John Cochran. My pick for the best reality show, Survivor.
Yeah, I gotta go Survivor also. And for the exact same reasons that you just said. The gameplay was good. Jeff Post was clearly on his game this season. And clearly, I mean clearly on his game this season. From that, the contestants were good. Yeah, you know, part of the reason why is because they played it before, sure. But it did give a couple of layers, and Blood Wishes Water was one of their best seasons in a long, long time. So, yeah, I'll go with Survivor.
Right. I'll also add Survivor as well. The thing is that when you have two seasons of consistently good, you know, good production values, and honestly, this was taped from March to June of this year, right? Right when Jeff Probst was either in his talk show or the talk show was being canceled, if I'm not mistaken.
I think taping had been done by then.
Right. So he was freer to focus on this show. That's why the show, I think, had a big thing at Survivor for me.
So you're all going with Survivor, are you? The Voice is my choice because it has become the standard when it comes to singing competitions right now. American Idol's on its way down and out. Another show I'll talk about in a moment, same thing. But people are into the battle rounds. People are into the competition. It's the best singing competition out there, and the ratings seem to, you know, prove my point. I'm going with The Voice.
That's a good choice, too. I mean, it's not, but, you know.
No, you know what? If you're going into that genre in terms of that, best show of the year in that genre, I think, is clearly The Voice. So, no, I've got no problem with that whatsoever. I think that's a really good choice.
Yep. Now for the worst new game show, or worst new reality, no. Now for the worst reality show, and yes, you had a lot to pick from, as is evidenced by my choice for the worst reality show, had all the earmarks of a show that tried way too hard. They had, well, for one, you had Dancing Synchronized Swimmers. So everything from Dancing Synchronized Swimmers to Catherine Webb in a two-piece.
Ooh.
Wow. To Louie!
Bowed!
The worst reality show of this year, Splash.
Carissa Thompson can't get a break.
She really can't.
I went with the right genre, but a different network. I hopped over to Fox with the celebrity high dive stars in danger disaster with the deadly jump off the diving board and into the water. At least the celebrity splashes on ABC they were trying. Fox was one complete giant disaster cluster from the get go. It was just terrible.
That's a great pick, Gordon. I remember watching that and saying, they cannot be serious. I'm on the same network with you, but I have a quote-unquote more legitimate answer in terms of, you know, a show that has had some staying power. Well, at least it used to. The X Factor. When your audience erodes in half over the course of 2 years' time, from 2011 to 2013, from 12.5 million for your finale the first season to just barely over 6 million in your third season finale, and when you get beat in the ratings by the Charlie Brown Christmas special, you know your show sucks.
I gotta rock.
I have a show that betrayed its concept at the end, and it still makes me angry to this day. And why they got a second season to prove why they, hopefully they had, I have no idea. TBS's King of the Nerds. how you make a show about it being an antisocial show, and the finale is a show that, as a finale, is about sociality and voting? Really?
America.
You know, I mean, just absolutely, you know, bad.
It was Survivor with nerds. That's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many different ways that you could have done something with the show, and they didn't do any of it. So it was disappointing.
Yep.
You know, it was really disappointing to see that, because the show, let's put it this way, the show's premise was really, really strong. It was really strong, and then it just degenerated into every single clone that you can use in terms of socialism and gameplay, which made me sad, because it took a really good idea and just went all over it.
Yep, and it was terrible. All right, so...
Now we're down to the be-all, end-all, top of the pop, king of the hill, cream of the crap, best and worst game show. And, well, yes, I did listen to Shadow Stevens on the way into the studio this morning. We're going to go with the worst game show first. I didn't give this the worst new game show because of Ryan Seacrest. But if I think about it, and if I really think about it, put all the little gears together, you have a flawed concept, glitches everywhere, going right into the gameplay on the first episode without an explanation, and an overbloated, a combination guaranteed to make you say, million second quiz.
You're right, Chico, and when the show you get on night one doesn't even compare to what you get on night two, it's like, what the heck is this? And they add things, and then they tell you the offline component, or the online component of it is going to be just like the show on the air, when it really isn't. That is, of course, if you could access the online stream. Many of us couldn't.
That's
right. Million Second Quiz in a runaway.
Unfortunately, hey Gordon, I'm going for a different direction. Okay.
Okay, let's see if your direction is the direction I'm going into.
Uh-oh. Hey Gordon, do you like child labor laws?
Oh, I love child labor laws.
Okay, because this show had an incompetent host in Melissa Peterson.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going. Mm-hmm.
And desperate parents trying to win college funds by abusing their toddlers. It's bet on your baby.
Yeah, and I'm taking the same train that Jay's on. At least with the Million Second Quiz, again, you have things there that are salvageable. You can do something with the show. You cannot do anything with Bet on Your Baby. And the sad thing about this is that, you know, as good as Melissa Peterson is, and she's not as horrible as Jason Block says that she is, but the material here that she got wasn't very good. The parents were not very good. Casting Central wasn't very good. The idea was flawed in terms of the gameplay and in terms of almost everything else that has to do with the show. So it was a terrible functionality off the show, and you need to make changes on there, and there's not many changes that you can make. Therefore, whereas Million Second Quiz has a future if they do something right, you got nothing here.
To paraphrase the late, great Bill Cullen, if you love kids, you better stay away from Bet on Your Baby.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Uh-huh. And now we've come to the top of the mountain, friends. It is time to award the best game show of 2013. I'm going to start with a guy who specializes in the worst game shows of 2013, Mr. Jim Williams.
Well, I have a hand in it. Thank you very much.
You have a hand in it. I like to say you have both hands in it, but go on.
Oh, thanks. Gordon, start slurping. I'm gonna let him make his own grave or soundtrack. No,
it's Gordon Pepper does slurping noises soundtrack. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, next to the Shadow Stevens zip guard disc. There you go. No, it's the Chase, though. Seriously, it is the Chase because it put GSN sort of kind of on the map again when it comes to them putting out a game show of any note, any significance. Of course, last year I was hoping they would do that with the Pyramid, but of course, my wishes never come true. The Chase is back for probably a third season. Brooke Burns has improved from season 1 to 2. Even Jason will concede that.
Oh, yes.
As host, the chemistry's there. The format is as good as you're going to find right now. And in a stagnant world of game shows that talk about penises, like on Family Feud, and, you know, one-trick pony sort of things and what have you, this was refreshing. And I'm glad it worked out. I mean, the ratings, people watch the damn show. I'm serious. Just watch the show, please.
Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your friends.
Tell your friend's mom. Yeah.
Yes.
And buy a slip card for Jim Williams.
Yeah, ha ha ha. While the Chase is very good, okay, this show is my best game show for the second year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
No show is more consistently entertaining, fun to watch, exciting, laugh out loud funny, than Let's Make a Deal.
Would you use the word organic?
Yes, it is. Because what happens is that you have an incredible cast and crew of pieces that work, that love to do their job. And the funny thing is, Gordon and Chico, you'll know this, ratings keep growing year to year for this show.
They sure do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And the reason is that the show is good. The show is fun. The show is absolutely about as perfect as can, because what they do is they add a couple of games every year. Wayne Brady is, I believe, in his longest tenure as a game show host. In his 50s.
That is correct. We discussed this. You're absolutely right.
Okay, and it looks like he's having more fun now than he is at the beginning, okay? The way I described it to my father the other day, it's an improv show with game show elements, believe it or not. And that's why the show works so beautifully. My best game show for the second year in a row is Let's Make a Deal.
Chico?
All right, my game show, and this is a game show that the Emmy people have stopped and taken notice for the first time in, well, I'm going to spoil it right now, the post-Bob Barker era. This is where everything is finally coming into place, and now it's growing. You have killer games. All the talent is there. All the production's there. Say what you will about the overabundance of Plinko. Say what you will about the overabundance on theme shows. But everything is coming together, and now everything is growing upwards. My pick for the 2013 best game show is The Price is Right.
You know, the two shows that I would have absolutely picked, and I'm glad that you guys covered them both, was either Let's Make You Know The Price is Right. And I say that because both shows have done something, which is that they've improved the product, they've gone consistently upwards, the ratings have shown it. They both had special theme weeks. They both brought in special guests. And even The Price is Right to a lesser extent, but The Price is Right has also gone out of their comfort zone. They've had models coming in and host. They've had hosts coming in and model. They've had actors and actresses do their thing. Let's Make a Deal, the exact same thing. They've had the special theme shows. Every single episode of Let's Make a Deal, you know there's going to be a party between Wayne and Jonathan Magnum. Their energy is fantastic in terms of what they do and how they do it. So in terms of how well everything is, I would love to say tie, but I won't because no one else has. But so I'm going to edge it out, and only because they have done more with the elements that they've been given. So just from that edge, I'm going to go with Chico and The Price is Right, but Let's Make a Deal is right there. Both, for me, are the best game shows, studio game shows, not just because of their excellence, but because of how well they raise the mark. And I will give a very big, for game shows, because I didn't do it before, and it would pain me for me not to do it, a great big honorable mention to Cedric the Entertainer for what he has done with Millionaire. because for me, as much as you guys may or may not like his humor, he's completely re-energized the show and has taken it in a different direction than the ratings have also shown that. So kudos to him as well.
Okay. All right, one final break, and then we'll go into our final thoughts on the year. But first, a word from Grizzlebee's December Paradise Winter Holiday in 70 degrees snowing special. You can have the whole iced mocha along with some American Eye dolled up fruit salad and some survivoracious ham. Finally, you can get a roasted pig with its face off. See what we did there, kids? That's Grizzlebee's with a taste of 2014. You'll wish you had less fun.
I think I'll go to Red Lobster while I still can. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to final thoughts.
Red Lobster for the seafood whiner in you.
Yeah. We'll get to final thoughts in a moment, but first, let's go around the horn for plugs. Well, we want to, first of all, we want to say if you want to get in touch with our show, you can follow us on facebook.com/WLTI.GSNN. You can follow us on Twitter at WLTI on GSNN. You can email us at WLTI@GameShowNewsNet.com. You can follow me at Dino R. Alexander. Follow Gordon at GSNN Haterade. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
And of course, at Beat the Block for me.
At Jay Williams on air for me.
There you go.
Right. And as we're doing this, we're also watching week 17 of the National League and my Carolina Panthers, ladies and gentlemen, NFC South champions.
There you go. And we'll be talking more about that for the on the BS Big Show this coming week. Yeah. And we will also be talking about, and I'm going to do plug all the shows. Nikki Heyman will be back for the North American Wrestling Connection this coming Friday, Friday the second of January. Yeah. 2nd or 3rd of January?
It's the 3rd of January.
3rd of January for that. I believe we will also be recording a Pixel Nation this weekend, maybe, if not next weekend. And when will Touch 'Em All be back?
Probably sometime mid-January, because at that point we'll be talking about the Hall of Fame inductees what have you. New episodes up on the website right now, by the way. So
there you go. And of course, we will also have the Chase cast coming back.
In January, yes.
In January, because they've got about 3 or 4 episodes left of season 2. Please hope there's a season 3. Please, please watch it. So.
Watch it. Tell your friends to watch it. All that.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into some final thoughts, Chico.
All right, I'm going to start the ball rolling with Mr. Jim Williams.
Well, that ball's not going to go rolling very far, is it? Judging by what you've heard tonight. No, just an interesting year in games and in reality programming. And there are more positives, I think, than meets the eye. Something I alluded to earlier, the syndication front is going to be something to watch here in 2014, as we have a couple of new entries. Will this spark a resurgence in the game show genre? I don't know, but it'll be fun to watch out. Best of luck to the folks at Let's Ask America, and with Craig Ferguson and the Celebrity Name Game, to see if they can get a little market share action as well. And thanks, guys, for having me on, for me allowing to class down your classy podcast.
Anytime, Jim. By the way, you're fired. No, I'm kidding.
I've been fired from before this show. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, we love Jim, because I'm bringing in Derpy later.
All right.
Anyway.
Jason Block, passing it over to you.
Yeah, okay. I'm just... Here's the thing about this. It's amazing to me that a few years ago, we thought that the syndication era of game shows were pretty much dead, okay? Because we had very few of them. But look at what we've got now. How many successful syndicated game shows we have? Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, Family Feud, even, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And as Jim alluded to earlier, the potential for new game shows. The fact is that the genre is alive and well right now. And we thought a few years ago it wouldn't be. But you've got a combination of the producers of the old guard freshening up and the younger generation, which is key, as what Harry Friedman told me, as the Keepers of the Flame, moving the genre into the 21st century with interactivity, with, you know, newer, fresher faces who get what the show is about. If you have more people like that continue, 2014 is going to be a banner year for good stuff. And I'm looking forward to watching it and being a part of it and reporting on it.
All right. Thank you very much, Jason. Gordon, I know you got a bowl of frames, so we'll go ahead and get you out of the way right now.
Well, anyway. You call me up, Gordon. You know, 2013 for me is really sort of like a black and white, good and evil for a second half, Tale of Two Cities sort of year. First half of the year sort of sucked. Very generic, very internet-specific, painful in terms of certain things. I mean, you still had some very good programming, you still had some great shows, but the light of creativity really did not go off until the second half of 2013. At that point, you had not only a lot of fun, you had a lot of good shows, even though in Second Quiz, which I know you guys hammered on, was still, hey, you know what, it's a game show. We're going to try to recreate something. We're going to try to have something that's new, that's fun, that's exciting, something that hasn't been done before. And you know what, I'm more well for it. I would rather see something that, you know what, it's a disaster, but guess what, they tried. I would rather see something like that than something that's flat and uninspired. So this year, for me, you did have some misses, absolutely you did, but you had some hits, and you had a lot of fun stuff. As you said, in syndication, you're going to have a lot of new ideas they're trying out. You have the internet, you have the experts that have come out. You also have other shows. You have a lot of creativity that's coming out, and it's all coming out on the second half of the year, which I think is fantastic. Now, what I really need to see is having faith from not only the producers and the creators to try something different, but the acceptance of the audience to be able to accept that and to go, hey, you know what? We're going to give something a try. These things don't work without you guys, the audience, coming in. And I know a lot of you guys are just like us. We don't want to harp on the shows. We just want the best game show stuff that we can get in terms of not just popularity, but how a show works. You guys, the game show fans as a whole, has always been a passionate group about what we do and how we do it. That's one of the reasons why all the time we enjoy listening to you and hearing you. And again, without you guys, we are not possible. So again, I would love to thank the audience and everybody for a great year that we've had in 2013. And we're hoping that we can have the same amount of enjoyment from the producers and the TV shows next year as well. That's it.
All right. I'll just sum up everything everybody else said, because I agree with it. First of all, a big thank you to everyone we've had the pleasure of talking to over the past year. Christian Carrion, Autumn Earhart, Bob Harris, Harry Friedman, Kerry Grossbrunner, Scott Hostetler, Mike Klaus, Adam Nediff, Pat Sajak, Rob Seidelman, Phoenix Stone, Jim Thornton, Vanna White, Josh Yawn. Earlier this year, this was the year the fans took control, not just the tight-knit collection of diehards that we happen to be a part of, which we are proud to be a part of, by the way, but also the fans who have been in the game for a long time, the fans who wanted to make a game show on YouTube and succeeded, the fans that wanted to be on a game show but couldn't make the trip to New York or LA or Atlanta. The fans that had a talent but couldn't make it to an audition and had to go on YouTube. Granted, 2013 started out a bit slow, but in the end it got white hot, and it's all because of you. We've set a pace for an even bigger 2014. Let's Ask America is going to go national. You have at least two more titles coming in 2014, Minds of a Man on GSN, Celebrity Name Game, and Syndication. All of our favorites have been renewed for a long term. They are not going anywhere anytime soon. And that is all because of you. So, first of all, thank you. And second of all, you know, don't be afraid to introduce somebody into the fold. I mean, we're only people. We're only people, right? And on a side note, 2014 is also a banner year for Game Show NewsNet. As many of you may or may not know, this site got its start with Jason Elliott in 1999 as the primetime TV game shows page, when, and this was the age of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Greed, and later Survivor, 21, Weakest Link, Big Brother. 2014 will mark Game Show Newsnet's 15th anniversary. I'm gonna let that sink in for a moment because I'm getting all excited just thinking about it. And we've said this before, and we'll keep saying this. We live for the game show, and we live for you, and we're living because of you. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I think we're just going to put a wrap on 2013 on that. On behalf of everyone at CLW83, on behalf of everyone at GSNN, big thanks to Jim Williams and Jason Block for hanging out with us today.
Thank you.
And yeah.
Gracias.
All right. Thanks to Gordon Pepper for being an awesome co-host.
Thank you, my friend.
No problem. Please have a happy and safe and prosperous new year. And we'll see you in 2014. One more time for the cheap seats, guys. Game over.
And spread the love.
Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.